Thank you, Dr. Young. Good morning. My name is Daniel O'Brien, and my presentation today is titled Evaluating New Methods for Measuring Putting Green Surface Characteristics. And the outline of the we're going to follow today will begin with an introduction with some context and justification for the work, and then state the objectives of this research, which is broken into two separate studies. We'll start with Study 1, Materials and Methods, followed by the results from Study 1, and then Study 2, Materials and Methods, followed by the results and some overall conclusions. So the introduction for this research, managing golf course putting greens, especially sand-based putting greens, requires adequate moisture throughout the root zone while maintaining firmness and playability of the surface. So being able to accurately and consistently monitor moisture and firmness at the surface offers potential insights for all the various factors affecting the balance between managing plant health and playability, which in addition to weather conditions, maintenance practices such as cultural practices, wetting agent applications, irrigation scheduling, and the demands for play all have an impact on the playing surface. So readily being able to obtain specific information of the putting surfaces to each of these factors may aid in evaluation of previously applied products and practices as well as decision-making for future requirements. So the objective is to evaluate the ability of newly adapted technologies in measuring putting green surface characteristics, with Study 1, the focus being on surface moisture content using time domain reflectometry, and in Study 2, surface firmness using a USGA-developed TrueFirm technology. With Study 1 for surface moisture, the FieldScout TDR-300 moisture meter was used, which is a portable device capable of measuring soil moisture at multiple depths, through generation of an electromagnetic wave which travels down the wave guides or rods inserted into the soil. And that travel time, which is affected by moisture in the sampled area, can be converted through the meter's firmware into a volumetric water content percentage. Now, there are various rod lengths available for measuring moisture at multiple depths. Currently, the shortest rod length available is 3.8 centimeters, which is shown in the bottom left picture. As a part of this study, spacer blocks were created to reduce the penetrating depth of the TDR rods and effectively create new sampling depths at 1.2 and 2.5 centimeters, which is the bottom right-hand picture. The TDR-300 also allows for all readings to be taken in period mode, which records the raw travel time of the wave in microseconds without any conversion to a volumetric water content percentage. Samples for this work were taken from a sand-based research putting green in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which was built to USGA specifications and maintained under typical putting green management practices with a 3.2 millimeter height of cut. All samples were 10.8 centimeters in diameter and then cut to a depth of 6.5 centimeters. The initial work for this was done in 2013, and where a total of 64 samples were all pulled from an 11-year-old block of 10-2 creeping bent grass. In 2014, in addition to samples taken from that same G2 block, samples were also taken from a Tyee block, which had been renovated and seeded in April 2013 and had less accumulated organic matter in the sample depth, as well as from an adjacent warm season putting green with Tiff Eagle Bermuda grass. And so that 24 samples of each of those varieties were split between the two sampling depths, and all samples were saturated and then dried for various lengths of time in order to produce a range of water content values. The period mode readings were taken with the TDR-300, after which samples were immediately cut to the penetrating depth of the rods, and surface sections were weighed along with diameter and thickness measurements. And then samples were further dried and re-weighed so that volumetric water content could be calculated as listed below. So the results that we saw from the original PIN G2 samples in 2013, we have the TDR readings in microseconds on the x-axis with the volumetric water content on the y-axis, and the slope that we have for the 1.2 centimeter depth was 0.2327 with an intercept of -455.14, and then at the 2.5 centimeter depth we have a slope of 0.1388 and an intercept of -272.02. Now, comparing that to the 2014 results from the same block, We see some similar values for slope and intercept with 0.2537 and negative 502.95 for slope and intercept, respectively, at the 1.2 centimeter depth. And then at the 2.5 depth, we had 0.1215 as our slope coefficient and negative 239.59 as our intercept. And when we compare that to the Tyee block, the samples which contained, on average across all samples, 63% less organic matter, we're still seeing similar numbers for the slope and intercept with 0.2578 as our slope at the 1.2 centimeter depth, and then a slope of 0.1352, an intercept of negative 265.8 at the 2.5 centimeter depth. The TIF Eagle results from 2014 had a slope of 0.2135 and an intercept of negative 415.9 at 1.2 centimeters, and at 2.5 centimeters, slope was 0.1133 with an intercept of negative 222.44. So all this is leading towards, when we plotted the data for all varieties, we ended up with equations to describe the volumetric water, predict the volumetric water content at the 1.2 centimeter depth of having a slope of 0.2339 and an intercept of negative 458.39, with the equation for the 2.5 centimeter depth predicting volumetric water content to equal 0.1216 times the period mode value with an intercept of negative 237.17. For study two, the firmness study, the experimental area was an L93 block of creeping bent grass, which was located on that same research green used in study one. And this, we utilized a ongoing wetting agent trial, which had a split plot design where irrigation treatments were imposed at the whole plot level, and subplots had a combination, treatment combination of wetting agent product, wetting agent rate and interval, as well as application volume. There was a randomized complete block design with three replications. And the equipment used for this study, the Field Scout TruFirm turf firmness meter, and was compared to the Clegg Impact Soil Tester. While both devices involve dropping an impact hammer from a prescribed height, the TruFirm measures a physical distance, which is the maximum penetrating depth of the hammer into the putting green, while the Clegg measures the deceleration of the hammer upon impact. Three measurements per plot were taken in adjacent areas of the plot. The exact same area cannot be used due to the nature of affecting the turf through dropping of the hammer. SAS as well as PRISM software was used to analyze the data. And the results from study two, you can see that the GMAX values from the Clegg are on the x-axis with the TruFirm measurements in millimeters on the y-axis. So on the x-axis, as the GMAX values increase, that corresponds to a firmer surface, and the TruFirm values on the y-axis, as those numbers increase, that corresponds to a softer surface. Both linear and nonlinear equations were fit to the data. The linear equation, and they both had similar R-squared values, the linear regression equation had a slope of negative 0.14 with an intercept of 20.5, and the nonlinear equation that was fit to the data was an exponential decay model. So from all of this, the conclusions that we were able to draw, that SAS determined there was significant regression for models relating the TDR-300 reading in microseconds to volumetric water content at both the 1.2 centimeter and 2.5 centimeter sampling depths. And for study two, PRISM software was able to determine that there was a significantly better fit for the exponential decay model compared to the linear model. The implications for all this is that future work may seek to utilize these technologies to further identify and refine irrigation schedules, cultural management practices, and wetting agent application programs which optimize the balance of plant health and playability of golf course putting greens. I would like to thank everyone associated with the University of Arkansas Turfgrass Research there in Fayetteville, and a special thanks to Spectrum Technologies, Doug Kiefer, and Maricela Gamboa. And those were the references used to the literature for the Spectrum devices, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Is there time for questions?
Yes, sir.
The golf course superintendent goes out and has these TDR units, and he doesn't insert
Okay. It may be easier to address the second question first. The reason for the, if I understand the question correctly, you're asking what was unique about the block as opposed to just reducing the length of the rod? Well, it was my understanding from some conversations with the engineers at Spectrum that the signal would not be affected if by using something. The block was constructed of kind of a foam material and some all-weather tape to prevent it from absorbing any water into it, and did not have anything metallic about it, that the signal would not be affected by using such materials, and that by using that foam that fits snugly around the rods, that it would be consistent from reading to reading. Now, based on that, I guess your first question was talking about the...
If you take the rod, if you have this soil at the same one-dimensional board content, you turn it, you put the hose on it, and you insert it, if you get a different reading, and if it's shorter, in the sand, it immerses before the full insertion of the rod.
Well, the travel time would not be as affected, so you should underestimate the water content at that point, because it's still going to calculate, if you're trying to convert that to a volumetric water content value. That's what we tried to eliminate by using the period value, that we could take the raw travel time in microseconds and create our own conversion equation that did not rely on the internal calculation. So if you were using the standard mode, which does the conversions for you, I believe you would underestimate, but our reason for using the period mode was to avoid that and then plug that number into our own equations. Let's see, we go back to that. So, okay. Yes?
You talked about different wet irrigation treatments, irrigation treatments. Do you see any differences in that, or what was your rationale for that, and how does that fit into this?
Well, so the question was how the different wetting agent and treatments perform. I don't have that data here to present today. That is something that's being analyzed as part of the larger study where of the experimental area that we used.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks.